Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Crimson Veil, an Otherworld Novel by Yasmin Gallinorn, narrated by Cassandra Campbell. The author opens with two epigraphs. The first is a quote from Bertrand Russell. War does not determine who is right, only who is left. The second quote that begins this story is from Douglas MacArthur. In war, there is no substitute for victory. And now, Crimson Veil.
Chapter 1. The sky was clear for once, though rain was forecast before morning. The moon glimmered, her faint sliver shining down over the cemetery. Soon she would be new, dark, and hiding her face. A steady flurry of gusts shook the trees, their boughs shaking like tall sentinels sounding the alarm. It was the perfect night for a funeral. A funeral none of us wanted to be at. We were gathered at the Seraph Point Cemetery around the open grave. A small group, we were there to send our friend off to the afterlife. There was me, Menelie, and my wife Nerissa. My sisters Camille and Delilah stood beside me. Derek Means, my bartender, and Tava, Digger, and Kendra, all from the Wayfarer. Chase had joined us, as had Malin. We had asked the guys to stay home and keep watch over the house. As I said, we were a small group, but everyone in attendance had cared. Everyone was there because they wanted to be. Cassandra's casket rested in front of us, over the grave on the device that would lower her into the earth forevermore.